It was good. I think it was a typical first day. There was some good stuff. I thought there was a lot of good stuff, actually, and I thought there was some stuff we got to clean up and work on, which I think is to kind of expect with any first day. You're not going to go out there and be flawless on the first day of camp. But I thought the guys' effort was good. I thought the energy was good. It was good to see guys flying around.
Seemed like you and A-Rob had a good connection immediately. Good to get that
tone going. Yeah, that's something that, it's kind of, it's not like we have to throw, I don't think, year-round. It's something we can kind of go work separately, individually, and get back together. And we've been together now for going on 4 years. And I think that rapport just kind of picks right up where it left off.
When you went back to California, did you work out everything you thought you needed to work out? And what did you work?
Yeah, going out there was just kind of grooving everything, making everything consistent, making sure, because that's kind of, you go out there and you're throwing air, there's nobody around you, there's nobody coming at you, you're not thinking about anything, you're just throwing. So that's the kind of stuff you work on, and then you bring it out here and hope it holds up. And now when we get out here, it's about the thought process, the decision making, the accuracy, and kind of all the football related things. So it felt good. Obviously still a long way to go, a lot to work on, but I thought for day one, I thought it was a good start.
Is there some downfield shots? Is that an area of your game you want to get more out of this season?
I think we got some guys that can run. I think we got some guys that can take the top off of defenses. And that's kind of, what we're doing. What Nathaniel Hackett's working on is finding out, who are our best 11 to fit on the field and how do we attack defenses with those guys out there. So it's definitely a process. It's something we want to work on. We want to continue to do and kind of feel it out week by week on, what we do.
Pretty brutal peat humidity.
Yeah, and it wasn't even that hot.
I know.
So, it's kind of, talking about it with guys, you feel good, you feel like you're in shape, and no matter how much you run, there's no comparing, football shape and running shape. So it's something that you just have to get out there and get acclimated to. You have to go do it. You have to go practice. You have to go run for 2.5 hours in order to kind of get used to that.
Like, what are your thoughts on Linder's extension?
I think it's awesome. Yeah, happy is like, any other person outside of him could possibly be for him. He's been a good friend of mine since we've got here. I've enjoyed playing with him. I think he's, obviously has a huge bright future as the organization sees as well. So happy that he was able to get that out of the way, and now we can just focus on winning football games.
Will you just talk a bit about preseason and the importance of it in terms of your establishing the rapport and the connection with A-Rob?
Yeah, I think it's always continuous. It's a continuous process. It never stops. It's kind of like what I talk about when we break. We might not be together, but we definitely stayed in contact and talk weekly throughout the whole offseason, and that continues here. We get back, we're talking about things, we're working on things, we'll do stuff one-on-one, and that'll continue, hopefully throughout our careers or as long as they let us play together.
Do you do that regularly with the other receivers, a little bit more?
Yeah.
With A-Rob?
A-Rob's the guy that plays X is usually by himself more often, so that's the guy you kind of got to work more just because he's the one that you're going to be throwing one-on-one routes to, but everybody's just as important. Marquise, Hearns, Rashad, Didi, all these guys are super important to have that rapport with and be able to talk to and communicate with.
Considering what's at stake for you and the team this season, do you have a pretty clear mind going into this camp?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's just about going out there playing football and winning, making plays, making more plays than they make, scoring more points than they score. I think last year thought probably a little too much about, what are the possibilities? Can we do this? Can we do that? And obviously that didn't work out. It didn't go well. So I think to be able to kind of free the mind and just go play football and enjoy it, have fun, and make as many big plays as we possibly can is kind of the goal.
In terms of what you accomplished in the offseason, was this past offseason probably your best? Did you get more stuff done, whether it's mechanics-wise or
yeah, I feel so. And I think that might be something that happens every year because you learn and figure different things out every offseason. You take things from the previous offseason, you change things, So I think if you ever felt as though, when you get up in your years in the NFL, as though your offseason wasn't as good as the previous year, whatever year, I think that's a mistake because I think, going through each year and learning what you learn and figuring things out through the offseason, you should be able to better each offseason, kind of as you go through them.
Is Leonard bringing a little bit more of a pass catching dimension than you may have initially perceived when you first heard that he got drafted?
You know, I didn't really know what to expect when he got here. I knew he obviously was a power back. They gave him the ball a ton. He was a downhill runner. Didn't watch a ton of games. You know, obviously saw when they were, you know, big games. We'd be watching in the hotel and stuff like that. But didn't know a ton about him. And he's been really impressive. I think, obviously, all that stuff, the downhill running, all that stuff is stuff we'll figure out when we put pads on. But he looks good doing it. And he's really good out of the backfield. I think his hands are unbelievable. And I think, you know, for a young guy to come in and kind of take to the system the way he has and figuring out protections, definitely still has stuff to learn and stuff to work on. But I think he's been really impressive out of the backfield doing stuff that maybe, you know, I know myself didn't really necessarily know he could do.
They clearly want to run the ball with more authority here, maybe take some of the pressure off you. Do you feel like less is more for you? 37 times a game over the last
I think
years?
So, definitely. And, I mean, if we're doing that, that means Leonard and Chris and TJ and Corey and those guys are running for 150, 200 yards. So, I mean, that makes my job way easier, and I'm fine with that. You know, I'll throw it 5 times or I'll throw it 50 times. Whatever can help us win and whatever is the most efficient way for us to put up points, I'm good with.
As a receiver, how's it going to be?
Leonard, so you said, awesome. You know, it's kind of like I said, I didn't know. I knew they gave him the ball a bunch. I knew he was a downhill runner, but he's been really good out of the backfield. He's been good with routes. You know, he's good, you know, doing one-on-one stuff with linebackers, getting away, creating separation, and he's got really good hands.
What's your reaction to TJ back in his first practice?
Yeah, I'm excited about TJ. You know, obviously everything he's gone through this offseason with his rehabbing and doing all that and making sure he's back and ready to go at 100%. Was looking forward to this day and seeing what he could do. And he does some stuff that, you know, I enjoy. Because kind of, you know, the first year, his rookie year, it was me and him in the backfield for a lot of the time. And then last year it was, you know, me, him, and Chris. But I was excited to have him back. I think he's got a bright future. I look forward to seeing, you know, what he can do. Really that whole group, you know, those three guys, him, Chris, and Leonard. And Corey as well. You know, I think we're a really special room and can do a lot of good things.
How many IVs have you ever had in your practicing career?
Me? Oh, I get a lot of IVs. Okay. Salty sweater, man. You got to replenish. I get a lot of IVs. All right.